This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To be Migs. I know Joe Dredd from Seattle is. Joe Dredd, are you there?
I certainly am. Hello, everybody.
What's up, Joe?
If you beat Mr. Migs today, I am going to send you a Valentine from us all. And I really want to do that in honor of Valentine's Day, but also because it is your birthday today, Joe.
What?
And that would just make my life so happy.
That would be very cool. You know what? I got to tell you, I started doing the math. The first time I played against Steve and actually won was almost 25 years ago.
Bro, what the hell? Where's the time gone?
Yeah, I know. It was back when I think Sarah was graduating from high school back then.
Yep.
I was literally doing the math and I was like, I wasn't even in double digits. Whoa, look at me.
Oh, come on, Mima. Don't sell yourself short.
All right. Now I kind of hope you lose, Joe.
25 years in the making.
Steve, get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, birthday boy Joe Dredd has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
Facebook was created at what university?
Yale?
No.
Harvard?
Harvard, yes. What is the full middle name of actor Samuel L. Jackson?
Lawrence?
No.
Pass.
According to Roman mythology, who was the son of Mercury and Venus?
Apollo?
No.
Perseus?
No.
I'll pass.
Which long-running animated series recently returned to Adult Swim after a 3-year hiatus?
Jesus. Futurama?
No.
I got nothing. Pass.
Which type of pasta is shaped like small rice grains?
Jeez, where do these questions come from? Pass.
According to Google, what is the happiest country in the world?
Happiest country? Denmark?
No.
Australia?
No.
God, I got nothing. Italy?
No. Who co-starred alongside Tom Hanks in the 90s romantic comedy You've Got Mail?
And Meg Ryan.
Correct. Same name as a direction. What is the name of Kim Kardashian's oldest child?
North.
Yes. Joe.
God, I sucked so bad.
Okay, you got 3 correct. So it really could have been worse. And I love that you didn't know much, but you did know Kim Kardashian's child's name.
Impressive.
Well, who can forget the baby named Northwest? That was pretty stupid.
It's hilarious. Well, don't say anything. Steve is in the room. Steve.
Hey, Steve, I want you to suck for me today, okay?
Yeah. Whoa, it is your birthday.
Yeah, do what he wants. Come on. Are you ready?
Yes!
Facebook was created at what university?
That would be Harvard.
You know it. What is the full middle name of actor Samuel L. Jackson?
Is it just L?
No.
Leroy?
Yes. According to Roman mythology, who was the son of Mercury and Venus?
Saturn?
No.
Uranus?
No.
Jupiter?
No. Which long-running animated series recently returned to Adult Swim after a three-year hiatus?
Oh, what the hell is it with Meatwad and Squidwad and whatever they are? Yeah, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, good deal.
Path, I don't know.
Which type of pasta is shaped like small rice grains?
Gosh, Paul is going to kill me again. I can see it.
No, you're not going to get it, Steve.
According to Google, what is the happiest country in the world?
America.
No.
Canada?
No.
Jamaica?
No. Who co-starred alongside Tom Hanks in the 90s romantic comedy You've Got Mail?
Meg Ryan.
Does he get it?
Yeah, the music was still
going. No, he didn't.
Wow. Well, Steve, not a great performance. You got 3 correct, but I will indeed say it is a tie.
Oh.
3-3.
I think the Valentine should still be sent out on a tie because it's my birthday.
The only reason why I'll agree with you is because it is your birthday.
It's your birthday, so and we love you, Joe.
We will send you one, but that was rough all around.
Is it Orzo?
You're so close.
Orzo?
There we go.
Orzo?
Orzo. You're still somehow shocked by it.
Worst Italian
ever.
I mean, a mediocre Italian, I'd say.
According to Roman mythology, who is the son of Mercury and Venus? Think Valentine's Day.
Cupid.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were naming a lot of the planets, which was nice, but not right. According to Google, the happiest country in the world?
Is it Finland?
It is.
Yeah.
It's been for 7 years.
Yes.
So maybe we should go to Finland.
And look, I just checked Google, Orzo.
Yes, it is Orzo. You said Orza.
Exactly. I was just.
God. It's getting worse.
Prove me right, Steve. Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that you were absolutely right and that this Steve guy was an idiot.
Thank you. I already knew that, but one you didn't get to. Same name as a direction. What is the name of Kim Kardashian's oldest child?
North.
Yes. If you would have gone to that, you would have won, but I'm so glad you didn't because it is Orzo.
Yes, just so want you to know. It is Orzo.
Thank you.
Don't get it twisted.
Well, congrats on dying.
The 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees were announced this morning, and we are so excited to see how annoyed people might get with some of these nominees after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
Brace yourselves, rockaholics. The 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees were announced this morning. And here are some of the first-timers, the first time these bands have ever been nominated.
So we should try and figure out whether or not we would vote them into the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
All right, you ready for the first one?
Let's go.
I'm actually surprised that Bad Company has never been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before.
That's kind of disappointing, but, you know, that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for you.
But to be honest with you, I wouldn't vote them in. Would you?
Yes.
Why?
Because they've been around forever. They've earned their stripes.
So I have so many bands have been around forever. That shouldn't be the reason why you go into the Hall of Fame. Do you even like Bad Company? When's the last time you listened to Bad Company?
5 seconds ago.
Yeah. Name 3 Bad Company songs.
Oh, what's the next one?
All right. Let's go. First ballot. Put them in. Just for this record. Actually, for their first 2 records. I freaking love the Black Crowes.
They put on such a great show, too. And they just emulate the spirit of rock and roll.
I remember my college, when I was in college, like every once a year, you know, they would put aside enough money to bring a good name band or a larger name band to play at our hockey arena. And one year it was the Black Crowes. And
that's
dope. It was in support of their second record, which is, I mean, just perfect record, beginning to end. And I remember getting so stoned for this concert because it's the Black Crowes. You got to get stoned at the Black Crowes concert. I got so stoned, I didn't know how to get home.
And
I lived maybe like 7 blocks from the arena from where my dorm was. I went the wrong direction. I didn't show up for like another 2 hours. I remember it felt like 2 hours. And all my buddies were like, where the hell have you been? I'm like, I got lost.
Oh, no.
So for that reason, and that reason alone, the Black Crowes need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And these are all first-time nominees we're going through this morning. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, another one I'm very disappointed that this he's never been nominated before.
Have you ever seen him live?
Yes.
So good live.
He was so fantastic. And when he took his shirt off, I was like, damn, Billy Idol, how old are you?
I remember seeing him at the pier. This is how long ago it was. Back when they used to have those summer nights at the pier in Seattle. And they would have some good name bands. And it was Billy Idol was one of them. And I remember he was like on his tour bus. And even at whatever age he was probably in his 50s at that point. There was just a line outside of that bus from of women of all ages.
Oh, yeah.
That wanted to say hi, in quotes, to Billy Idol. And he looked very happy when he popped his head out and waved at everybody.
I love it.
Yeah.
And another one.
Look, I do love this song. And I do like a lot of Outkast, but I don't know if they... Have they had enough music?
Steve Miggs, you might recall...
Stankonia
is a brilliant record.
It's a great record, yeah.
You might recall a story from a few weeks ago about t-shirts from bands artists that are the most highly coveted, they have the biggest price tag. Outkast was like number two or three on that list.
I'm not going to like flip my table over if I found out they go into the Hall of Fame. Honestly, if I had to pick them over the Bad Company, I'd go with Outkast.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I probably would too.
All right, we got one more first-time nominee. You want to hear it?
Yes. Waiting for the time when I can finally
see. This has all been wonderful. But come on, you got to put them in there. They've inspired so many people to do hallucinogenic drugs.
My husband just got back from four nights in Mexico seeing fish. What's this song called?
Down with Disease. From their Hoist record.
Yeah, it is putting me to sleep.
What? That's a fun song by Fish.
Wow. I was even like, oh, okay, I could dance to this one.
Yeah.
Of all the things, Sarah, that gets your boots moving, it's that.
Yeah, and okay. You said you'd fall asleep.
I know Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, also first-time nominees, which blew my mind as well. But if you had a pick of all the first-time nominees, which one are you absolutely going to put in?
Got to be Billy Idol.
Billy Idol?
Yeah, that's my number one on that. Out of those five, that's my number one.
Mine. Black Crowes, baby.
Well, we will see how it all shakes loose a little later in the year, Rockaholics. We know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Apocalyptica performing Metallica with special guest Nita Strauss. That's going down at the Moore Theater on February 25th, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All morning long, we have received phone calls and texts from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do give us a call if there's something you feel strongly about chiming in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
We got a text that led to my stupid little hamster wheels brain spinning that I want to ask some questions to you and then get Sarah and me and Kevin as well involved in this.
Oh,
but the text has to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Earlier this morning, we mentioned that Fish, the band Fish, has been nominated to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then somebody texted in and said, Fish should get in just for their great work in ice cream, LOL.
Agree.
Yes. So Fish Food, which is named after Fish. I mean, Ben & Jerry's is a Burlington, Vermont company. Fish is from Burlington, Vermont. So that was like their way of showing some love for their fellow local celebrities. And they made what, in my eyes, is top-tier Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor. You're making a Mount Rushmore of Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors. Oh. Who are you going with?
Well, Fish Food definitely is on there for me.
Yeah, they're, to me as well. I think they're phenomenal.
And the Cherry Garcia, I would say. That one is fire.
You know what the funny thing is? For the longest time, I don't know what it was, but I just, you know, it was Lifesavers. Lifesavers soured me on cherry flavored anything. I got so sick of cherry flavors that for the longest time, I stayed away from Cherry Garcia the ice cream because I'm like, I just don't want to have anything with cherries in it. So I just said, F it. It wasn't until last year that I finally had Cherry Garcia and my mind was blown.
It's
so good.
It slapped.
It's so good. All right, so you got two for you.
You know, I guess I feel like I'm maybe not even that familiar with anything outside of Cherry Garcia and Fish Food, but I have had their chocolate chip cookie dough, which I know is not like the most, you know, exciting thing, but I can always get down on chocolate chip cookie dough.
I have a hard time because I don't even know I can narrow it down to four. This is how much of a freaking...
Wow, so you know more about it than I do. Okay.
And now that they even do dairy-free versions of their ice creams, which is just... And it's not as good as the ice cream, you know, the dairy versions, but it's still really close and really creamy and awesome. So for me, Fish Food, of course. Ugh. Bananas Foster. It's part of their core. I sound like such a freaking fatty. The core brand where they put like something in the middle of it all, and it's like this caramel kind of gooiness. It's amazing. I highly recommend it.
As someone who does not like bananas, I probably won't take you up on your recommendation, but that's nice to hear.
What about Netflix and Chilled?
I don't even know what that is.
It's got like pretzels. It's so good.
Anytime
so
you can combine salty and sweet, for me, I will be a fan of that.
And then peanut butter half-baked.
Okay, I'm in for that too.
Those are my top tier Ben & Jerry flavors.
I need to get ice cream for breakfast today. As an adult, we can do that.
Someone said that they have a flavor called dirt cake, and it's amazing.
Okay, in for that too.
Another person said half-baked is the goat. Another one, the new topped dirt cake is top tier.
Let's go.
And somebody's very upset with you. No Chunky Monkey?
Is that just a chocolate one?
I don't know.
That sounds very chocolatey. I like something with my chocolate.
Yeah, I need a lot of vanilla in there as well.
Yeah. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and the bandana guy in Tacoma wants to chat about an anniversary.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Mixie? How you doing, brother?
My man. How are you?
Hey, you know, with us doing that 8-year anniversary on Friday last week, I just got to say, man, I want to say love to all the Defiance, every crew member, everybody that's ever came through just to show love. We made some honest-to-God history, my man, and I can never thank you enough for not only being a friend, but for legit being the voice of Defy, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And for those that don't know, Defy Wrestling is an independent wrestling promotion, and we just celebrated an 8-year anniversary at Washington Hall. And also, it was the 100th show that the Defy Wrestling put on, and it was sold out. It was packed, and even in that freezing cold weather, and the windows were open, it was hot as hell inside of there because of the energy of that crowd. It's an experience unlike anything, and even if you're not a wrestling fan, I have a lot of people that I've met that just went because a friend was a wrestling fan. They drug them to this, and then you see them every time Defy puts on a show because it's just... I mean, to be that close, up close and personal with some of that stuff is just on another level. And the performers and athletes that they get to wrestle at Defy is next level. It's so good.
Thanks, Bandana Guy.
Have a good one, my man. Good to see you there.
So, wait, I have a question. You said 100th show,
yes.
8 years. Why does it feel like it's been more than 8 years to me?
Time, I've lost all concept of time. Even today, I was on Facebook, and you know, they give you those Facebook memories, and it said 16 years ago, your post was, I'm so excited to go see the Murder City Devils tonight. And I'm like, I can't believe that was 16 years ago because it didn't feel that long ago. And also, it kind of like
It was kind of like one of those moments where, like, I've been on Facebook for 16 years.
Oh, my God.
Like, where is that time gone?
Time is, it's not even real.
It's not a real thing. Yeah. Somebody wanted to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They said, I still don't understand why Weird Al has never come close to being inducted or on the ballot as well. He by far exceeds all the qualifications to get in. At least you should get ahead of some of the people that have been on the list. And I don't disagree. I'm not a huge Weird Al fan. I saw him live and I was blown away.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good live. And how do you not respect the imprint that he's had on the music world?
I mean,
his
fan base is wild. He's been at it for so long. He's an absolute icon, and I just think of, like, you know, his accordions and some of his goofy shirts and outfits and things like that being perfect for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And somebody also wanted to share a very funny statistic. They said, this will get a good laugh out of you guys. Did you see that Fanatics is giving the Mariners a 56.2% chance to make the playoffs, a 31.5% chance to win the AL West next season, and they also have the third best odds in the American League to make the World Series?
What?
Go Mariners.
It's our year?
It is our year.
It's our year.
If Fanatics says it, and you know that they're right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Migs, last night you had a bit of a big moment with your 5-year-old daughter Tatum, yeah?
Dude, it was awesome. Like, you know how, like, you want to get your kid into the same kind of music? That's not happening.
There's time. There's still time.
So I'm like, oh, you know, it'd be kind of cool if she, like, maybe, like, some of the television shows that I grew up on. And up until yesterday evening, that wasn't happening. But now it is.
We're going to hear from Tatum at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing better than a proud parent moment. And Steve, you had a proud dad moment over a TV show.
Over a TV show.
With Tatum last night.
Yes. So is there a show that you grew up watching that you really, really, really wish that Barrett would watch?
I mean, he's too young for it now, but someday I hope I can get him into Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Love Ren and Stimpy, but he's a little young for that.
So for me, there's one show when I was growing up, I was obsessed with. I had the little figurines, and I would always work their little language into my conversations because it was Smurfing Awesome.
Oh.
And that is the Smurfs. I freaking love the Smurfs, the old school cartoon.
Oh, yes.
So she hasn't been feeling all that well, so she decided to watch some cartoons upstairs in the bedroom. And I was taking care of, like, the dishes and stuff like that. Walk upstairs. She's watching TV in our bedroom. And what is she watching? La, 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 la. The Smurfs. Aww. And I was so fired up. I'm like, can I watch it with you? She's like, yeah, Daddy. And then, so we're just sitting there watching it. So I pulled out my phone and just started asking her some questions and talked to her about watching the Smurfs. And here's what she had to say.
What do you think of the Smurfs so far?
At first, I didn't know the names, but I liked it.
There's Brainy Smurf,
mm-hmm.
And that's Handy Smurf. He fixes things. You got Hefty Smurf, who's really strong.
I like the girls.
Oh, Smurfette.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the heart to tell her there's only one girl. I was like, you know what? If you think there's more than one girl, that's cool. We'll have that conversation later.
Mm-hmm.
What about Papa Smurf? He's the one with the red hat.
I love his pants. They're also red.
Yes, his pants and hat are red.
She's obsessed with red because of Marshall from Paw Patrol.
Of course.
So. Yeah.
I liked it, but not when the bad guy came.
Oh, that's Gargamel and his cat Azrael?
Mm-hmm.
We don't like him.
Azrael is silly. That doesn't do that.
They could change the weather just by changing, like, the dial.
So there's a part of the show where they're changing the weather. I don't know if you remember that with the Smurfs. They had control of the weather. So then we're having a conversation about that as well. So she's like, what the hell are they doing? I'm like,
they could change the weather just by changing, like, the dial. Somebody that the Democrats control the weather, but we know that the Smurfs control the weather, right? Pretty crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some expert political commentary. That went right over her head.
Yeah.
She's not keeping up with the current events.
No.
Weird.
If you controlled the weather, what kind of weather would you want?
Sun.
Sun? Not snow?
Sun. Maybe sun.
Maybe sun? Okay. Pretty cool. They live in mushrooms.
Yeah.
When you grow up, Dad will tell you why that was funny to me.
Was it all the Smurfs love to dance? La 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 la. La. Oh, now, see, I want to go home and pull up some Smurfs for Barrett.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for the reco, Steve.
Yeah, I was kind of excited. Like, we ended up watching, like, because they're short episodes, we probably watched like 7 episodes.
Yes.
Before mom's just like, okay, enough with the Smurfs. We got to shut this down.
Valentine's Day is coming up on Friday, and we want you to be careful of the Valentine's Day scammers. One woman was scammed out of $50,000, and it was all in the name of love. You're going to hear from her during the Daily Migs download after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Migs Show.
Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn, which is a couple short days away from Valentine's Day. But this whole week, of course, people have love on their minds. And for those that are single, maybe you're looking for a chance to mingle. Be careful of scams. It's so bad that Seattle police actually put out a statement saying, look, be cautious of romance scams. The FBI designates those as confidence fraud, where individuals trick you into like sending money, personal information, all because they're like, hey, we love each other, but I'm sick or I'm this or I'm that. And they usually it's older people, but also there's a lot of people that get duped, and they're working with Chase Bank and holding a workshop that's happening today to raise awareness about these kind of scams. Apparently, last year, romance scams, these confidence frauds, cost victims over $1 billion total in America.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, also, you'll want to be weary of psychics because they might be scamming you if you're looking for love as well. There was a Canadian woman named Joanne. She's looking for a refund after she gave a psychic over $50,000 to help her fall in love. This is Joanne talking about it.
When she did the reading, she found there was a man. I said, yes, there's a man I like at the gym. And she said, well, I can bring this man closer to you for $550.
Okay, hold on a second. For five, how about just go say what's up to the guy at the gym? Chances are he'd be like, what? Hell yeah, let's talk.
Right?
Can you spot me? You know it.
12 to 15,000, but she said she preferred cash. So I was dropping off a lot of cash at her house. If everything was going so great, I said to her, why isn't anything happening for me? All I'm doing is paying you money. I said, I'm paying you thousands and thousands of dollars, and I'm not getting nothing.
I mean, at least she sounds like she's got a good attitude about it.
Well, don't you want to hear the psychic side of the story? Because this is Julia, the psychic, telling her her part.
She didn't complete the work. That's the problem. Everything she wanted, I gave her. She wanted different services, and that's what I gave her.
Well, if she didn't do the work, then you're absolutely right, Julia.
Yeah.
Gosh. A break. Hey, as far as weather, 41 degrees is going to be our high. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.